USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. The week-long ceasefire, which involved the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for scores of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, ended on Friday morning, leading to renewed hostilities between Israel and Hamas. As mediators work to facilitate another swap, uncertainties arise regarding the individuals still in captivity in the besieged enclave. According to Israel, as of Friday, there are 136 hostages in Gaza, including 119 men and 17 women and children, as reported by military spokesperson Daniel Haggerty. The Prime Minister's office added that approximately 10 of the hostages are 75 years old and older. Sandra Day O'Connor, the pioneering first woman to serve on the United States Supreme Court and a steadfast advocate of modern conservatism, passed away on Friday at the age of 93. In this interview with NBC News, she reflected on being the first female on the High Court.
It's thrilling in a way to be the first to do something, the first woman to ever serve on the court. But it's dreadful if you're the last. And if I didn't do the job well, that's what would happen.
The Supreme Court, in a press release, revealed that O'Connor died in Phoenix due to complications arising from advanced dementia and a respiratory illness. In 2018, she disclosed her diagnosis of the initial stages of dementia, likely Alzheimer's disease. A federal appeals court on Friday allowed lawsuits against Donald Trump over the U.S. Capitol riot to proceed.
The court dismissed Trump's claims of presidential immunity, but stated that he can continue to argue that his actions were taken in his official capacity as president as the lawsuits move forward. Trump contends that his rally speech addressing matters of public concern is protected by absolute presidential immunity, preventing him from being sued over the January 6, 2021 riot. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Despite actor Jussie Smollett losing his conviction appeal and potentially facing prison, Vice President Kamala Harris' 2019 post labeling him a victim of a modern-day lynching remains online. An Illinois appeals court upheld Smollett's previous conviction on 5 disorderly conduct charges in 2021, stemming from his false claims of a racist and homophobic attack. Hunter Biden deposition in the House and has been set.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Chair Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of their investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden. Emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment, the lawmakers, including Comer, who previously subpoenaed Hunter Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. I'm John Schaefer.
As we approach the new year, it's time to bid farewell to various trends and phenomena from 2023. From the bizarre world of Barbie to the peculiar trend of going pantless, oversized Stanley Cup bottles, and the impact of AI on fakeness, there's a lot we are ready to leave behind. Extreme weather and the rudeness epidemic, amplified by FaceTime, also make the list. This is a non-exhaustive look at what we're moving on from as we welcome 2024. Barbie, pantyhose worn as pants, extreme weather, pressure tipping, and all things fake, and women and their Stanley Cups. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.